Yeah, it is. But I don't think we really think about it like that. Whether we, however it turns out, I think you want to get on a run going into the playoffs. So you want to be playing your best football. You don't want to lose, get in the playoffs. You want to be on a winning streak when you get into the playoffs and kind of roll from there. So that's our mindset. We're going to play the Philadelphia Eagles as hard as we can and hopefully get out of there with a win. The whole defense is it's difficult to get a grasp on. It takes some time to really get a feel for what they're doing, and you still don't really know exactly what they're doing. They're moving around a lot, a lot of different front structures, a lot of different coverages, a lot of odd blitzes coming from different places. So it's challenging for us so far. I think Trust does a really good job. I think the whole coaching staff does a good job of making corrections throughout the game. Keeping us in the loop of what they're seeing out there, what we like going forward. There's really good interaction between players and coaches of, I didn't like this play, or I'm not seeing that very well, or the blocking scheme for this isn't exactly what it'd be. So just adapting on the run. So it's worked out. So I think it'd be foolish just to lie and say, oh goodness, to lie and say, we weren't aware of it. 'Cause, I mean, that's unreasonable. Everyone's human in this building. So, I think, and another reason to acknowledge this is just I think the guys did such a great job of handling it. Another reason you want to acknowledge this is because we were able to hear it, deal with it in our own certain way and move on and get the job done on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah. Kyle Long was talking?
Yeah.
Yeah. I look at Kyle and laugh a lot. He's a special dude. It's amazing. Like you said, it's amazing. 4 or 5 games in college. He's played more baseball in his life than he's played football up to this point, which is amazing to be a professional football player and have played a different sport the majority of your life, and play as well as he's played. I think it's a testament to the other 4 guys in that line. Chrome doing a great job with those guys. Tress putting him in good position with the play calling. So he's only going to get better and better, which is kind of scary. No, I feel pretty good. I feel kind of at ease. We've got a really good plan this week, I think. The guys on offense are playing about as high as a level, I think, as you could play around me. So it makes it easy for me. Just find the open guy. Offensive line's done a great job all year, they're still doing a great job of protecting me. Pat and Chrome are coming up a good protection plan, so I feel good. Yeah, that's a good point. I do. Last week was, like I said, last week was a tough week with everything surrounding it. The implications of the game, if we did lose the game, having to walk into the media room and deal with you guys if we did lose, all those things weigh on you. So. Being able to move on from that, I think this week is a tougher week game plan wise for us, but we should be up for the challenge for Sunday. Trust touched on it this morning. He said, if would have told you in training camp that with 2 to go, we would be in control of our own destiny. We all would have took that. We all would have been happy with that and looked forward to it. So the guys. We're still one game at a time. We still have to have that mentality. I think we're doing a good job. We had a good couple of days of practice. We just can't get ahead of ourselves. We just got to take care of business Sunday night, no matter what happens Sunday during the day. You kind of have to simplify what they do, sometimes you got to fight crazy with crazy and attack them a little bit. Sometimes you just got to protect it up. So we're gonna do some stuff that we're comfortable doing and see how it turns out.